I'm oftentimes asked to speak about at gatherings, different places, friends, about chanting Hare Krishna. And whenever I'm asked to speak, I usually try to make it clear that my only qualification for speaking is not that I've mastered anything in the chanting of Hare Krishna. I guess if I look at my qualification, it's because I've been chanting every day for 43 years. And by so doing, I've come to realize a little bit, scratch the surface of what chanting Hare Krishna can offer. We read a lot about what chanting Hare Krishna can offer. And sometimes what we read and what we experience may be not quite exactly congruent with each other. Because there are many references that I've heard both from my spiritual master and I've read in the various Vedic teachings that the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra can deliver one not only from the repetition of birth and death, which is actually just a small byproduct that one can achieve by chanting, but it can also bring one to a level of consciousness where one is connected with the Supreme. There's a verse in the Bhagavad Gita, for one who is not connected to the Supreme can have neither a controlled mind nor a steady intelligence, without which there's no possibility of peace. How can there be any happiness without peace? So the actual goal, which can be achieved by chanting, is not to not make some temporary connection. We sometimes may feel a connection when we're chanting in kirtan. And it's very enlivening, inspiring. Sometimes your hair might even stand up a little bit, or sometimes you just might feel so relieved to know that I'm not this body. Some temporary experiences that can come from chanting. But the actual full experience of chanting is to be connected. And upon being connected, one begins to understand and realize the great value of the Hare Krishna mantra. And I wanted to tell a little story in this connection. Short story. There's a verse, Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukta Vinat Vanama Namino, which explains that the holy name of Krishna is transcendentally blissful and it bestows all spiritual benedictions because it is Krishna himself, the reservoir of all pleasure. It's not a material name under any circumstance and it's no less powerful than Krishna himself. It's never conditioned by the laws of material nature and because it's non-different from Krishna. So, it can bestow all spiritual benedictions because it is not different than Krishna, the reservoir of pleasure. Reservoir of pleasure, that's enticing. Because pleasure is something that every one of us by nature, naturally always seeking. So, the value of the holy name can be perceived by anyone who sincerely chants. But sometimes we not without knowing the full value of the holy name, we may take the Hare Krishna mantra for granted. And I'd like to tell this little story that helps us to understand the importance of not only chanting the holy name, but really hearing about the great value that can be achieved through chanting. And it's a story about the spiritual master and his disciple. And the disciple wanted to approach the spiritual master and wanted to receive some very confidential knowledge from him. Now, of course, sometimes a disciple may want to get something very confidential because if they have something confidential, they feel like they're superior to others. They become proud. Or it may not be necessarily truly beneficial with that motivation to want to hear something very confidential, and especially it's not beneficial to think oneself better than others, because the true value of chanting the holy name of the Lord is only experienced by those who actually think themselves very lower than the straw in the street and devoid of all sense of false prestige and ready to offer all respects to everyone else. And in such a state of mind, one can actually chant Krishna's name constantly. That's the state of consciousness that by which one can actually begin to perceive the real value of the holy name. But anyways, this disciple, he said, "Can you please give me some confidential instructions?" And the spiritual master, wanting to reciprocate with the disciple's inquiry, began instructing him about chanting Hare Krishna. And began instructing him about the value of chanting Hare Krishna, and not only the goal, but the results that can be achieved from pure chanting. And the disciple, upon hearing these instructions for the spiritual master, felt somewhat satiated that I've gotten some confidential instructions from my spiritual master. And he carried them with him as he was leaving the ashram. And as he was walking, he saw some washerwomen washing some clothes in India. Any of you know, the washerwomen usually, they take a stone and they beat the clothes with the stone. And that's how they wash. So they bring the huge pile of clothes, they go to the bank of the river, and they sit there for hours just washing the clothes. And while they were washing the clothes, they were chanting Hare Krishna. And the disciple was a little taken aback because he thought he got something very confidential from his spiritual master. And to hear these washerwomen, simple washerwomen, chanting Hare Krishna. And he began to question whether or not he really got something confidential, some confidential instruction, some confidential teaching. But he let it pass and continued walking, and he saw some fishermen along the ocean, and they were pulling in the nets, and while they were pulling in the nets, they were chanting Hare Krishna. And then, now he was starting to become a little skeptical that I guess it wasn't so confidential. But he decided maybe it was just a quirk until he saw some young boys playing with the ball, and while they were playing back and forth throwing the ball, they were chanting Hare Krishna, and he said, "That's it. I got to go back and find out. I got to cross-reference here. What's going on?" I thought I was giving some confidential teaching. I said, "Washerwomen, fishermen, young boys chanting Hare Krishna." So he went back to his spiritual master, and he asked him, he said, "I thought you gave me some confidential instructions, and you told me about this chanting of Hare Krishna, and I haven't even been gone for a day, and already I saw some washerwomen, I saw some fishermen, I saw some children, they were all chanting Hare Krishna. Can you please explain to me, how is this?" And the spiritual master, understanding exactly what he had to do, rather than answering the disciple's question, he gave him a stone. It's a very valuable touchstone. And he began describing the qualities of the touchstone, explaining everything to him and what the touchstone could do. He said, take this touchstone with you and then go back and see if the washerwomen, fishermen, young boys, they can appreciate the value of the stone and give you something of equal value in return. The disciple said, okay. Wasn't satisfied. His question wasn't answered, but he thought maybe this would help him to accomplish what he had set out to accomplish, getting an explanation behind this apparent confidential instructions he received. So then the disciple went back and saw the washerwomen washing their clothes, and he approached one of them and said, I have this stone. It's a valuable stone. Can you give me something of equal value in return? And the washerwoman grabbed the stone, looked at it, and started beating the clothes. And the disciple said, it's a valuable stone. And the washerwoman said, well, I can use it for beating clothes, but I've got plenty of rocks to do that. So immediately the disciple could understand that the washerwoman wasn't going to give anything of equal value for the stone. Went to the fisherman, approached the fisherman, it's a valuable stone. The fisherman looked at it, looked at the stones they had as weights on their fishing nets and decided that he would tie it to the net and throw it out into the ocean. That's the value they saw of the stone. And they couldn't appreciate its value again. He said, please give me the stone back. Then he went to the little boys and he said, I have this valuable stone. The little boys looked at it and they started throwing it back and forth like a ball. And then he asked them, could you appreciate its value? Maybe you can give something of equal value. And the boy said, well, we already have a ball. Why do we need this stone for? And they gave the stone back to the disciple. The disciple then went back to his spiritual master. The spiritual master asked him, so, were they able to appreciate its value? Did they give you something of equal value in return? And the disciple said, no, none of them could appreciate its value. And then the spiritual master said, similarly, many people will chant Hare Krishna, but they'll remain indifferent to the holy name. And then he went on to explain that one has to know the real value of the holy name of the Lord. One can gradually appreciate its value by continuous chanting of the holy name of the Lord. As I said at the beginning, that my only qualification was, I've been chanting for 43 years. My spiritual master in 1972 said, chant this Hare Krishna mantra minimum 2 hours every day on these beads. And I've been doing it for 43 years. Some days I'll chant for 8 hours. Some days I'll chant for 16 hours. Sometimes I'll sit in a kirtan for 16 hours and chant with others. I begin to scratch the surface of just what this Hare Krishna mantra can do. Not just give peace, but actually it can establish one. One can get a glimpse of what it can establish one. And that connection, that relationship with Krishna. And upon making some connection, even though it may be temporary connection, when one begins to appreciate its value in terms of not only giving satisfaction to the self, but enabling one to actually perceive not only that we're not these bodies, and the goal of life is not simply to become peaceful. Even becoming peaceful in this life is a very difficult goal to achieve. There's something greater than even becoming peaceful. And that's revealed by Krishna, who is non-different from his name. Most people can't conceive of anything greater than peace, permanent peace. But the value of that name keeps on, and the name, who is non-different from Krishna, keeps on revealing that there's a lot more. There's a lot more to be had than simply peace. There's a verse, Krishna Bhakta Nishkama Atayeva Shanta, Mukti Mukti Siddhi Kami Sakali Ashanta, where Krishna Bhakta, a devotee of Krishna, is Nishkama, he's desireless. Sakali. Krishna Bhakta Nishkama Atayeva Shanta, therefore he can be peaceful. Whereas Mukti, those who desire enjoyment, mukti, those who simply desire liberation, siddhi, those who desire mystic yoga perfections, they still have some selfish desire. And as long as there's some selfish desire, there's no final goal for the mind. There's always, whenever there's unfulfilled desire, there cannot be a final resting place for the mind, because the mind will always go, there's something better, something more, something else that I can enjoy. Bhukti mukti siddhi kami sakali ashanta. Therefore, they can't be peaceful. So, there is some real value to chanting. And as I said, I haven't mastered. I haven't experienced the full impact or realization. But I started out chanting 43 years ago. And I can say one thing, I haven't stopped. That much I can say. Most people, if they do something for a few years, it becomes a little stale, hackneyed, or they may lose their determination. They can't go on. There must be something there. I haven't stopped. And I'll be honest with you, I can't imagine stopping. I can't imagine what my life would be if I stop chanting Hare Krishna. That much I can share with you. So, if these words are of any value, I humbly offer them to you and encourage you to please chant along with us, and not only here tonight, but as much as possible, and begin to unlock the mystery of this Hare Krishna mantra, which will actually be revealed. Thank you. Is that the hot?
It's very hot.
Oh, thank you. So I would like to chant again Hare Krishna. I hope it's not a difficult melody. If anybody finds it difficult, please say so. We'll chant something easy. Thank you.
right?